We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelje along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Fox Sports and also the Pelican sideline reporter for Bally's. And also football sideline reporter, too, Jen Hale. Jen got a lot of jobs. So she had a card, it would be all filled up, one of them business cards. So, Jen, great to have you back on with us.
They're paying, I'm talking, Mike. You know how it goes. Thanks for having me.
Jen, right off the bat with the Pelicans this year, and the one number that sticks out, 0-24 when they're not having a lead going into the fourth quarter. A team's inability to close out a game, even when they get close. And you've covered football the same way, if it's college or the pros. For whatever reason, sometimes teams don't match up well against one another. And, you know, it follows script, so to speak. It does follow it almost every game. And now we saw it against Sacramento, of how well the Pelicans matched up against them, didn't really match up well against the Lakers. But that 0-24 entering the fourth quarter without a lead, this team not figuring out how to be able to close a game out, even when it got close. And they had an opportunity against OKC, really did. CJ had a good look at it. The ball just didn't go in. It branged off the rim. But there's no rhyme or reason for that.
Well, it's a mental issue, Mike. You've got to be able to close, whether it's regular season, play-in, or playoff. And it has been the Achilles heel of the Pelicans, not just this season. This season is a shocking stat line, but you go back a couple of seasons, this has plagued them, having a closer, finding ways to close as a team. Who takes that last final shot when it's all on the line? Who has ice water in their veins? The Pelicans have been looking for that, and it is something the coaching staff is scratching their heads over. They are trying to bring guys along in terms of mental maturity, leadership. It's a fantastic locker room. Everybody gets along wonderfully, but you need that dog. You need somebody who's going to stand up in that locker room, kick a chair, yell, scream when the situation calls for it. Somebody who doesn't mind, like a De'Aaron Fox, having that ball and having it all be on him. It's something they're searching for, and it certainly bit them the other night because, you know, CJ just didn't have a good look at the end. The Pels had good looks all game long.
Yeah.
And that first half, shots just were not falling. Thankfully, they weren't falling for either team. So I think you walk away from game one encouraged that you had that close of a score versus the number one team in the West when you're the eighth seed. But you've got to do some growing up real quick. And unfortunately, without Zion, the Pelicans are much more predictable. So they're going to have to mix things up, back to the drawing board for tomorrow night.
Jen, this team got buzzed luck. We watching Zion have the best game ever in a Pelicans uniform. He took over in the fourth quarter against the Lakers. And he wanted that challenge of him against LeBron. And then all of a sudden, I saw him kind of grab for the front in front of his stomach. And then when I saw him walk, you know what? I got a wobble like that too. I knew it was his leg, the hamstring part of it. He had a press conference today. What did he say there? And was there any encouragement that quite possibly somewhere down the line in this series that we could see Zion?
Definite encouragement, Mike. Okay, so you might remember he had a right hamstring injury earlier this season. He says it's definitely not as bad, not nearly as painful, and he knew it from the get-go. Because of that right hammy, that he had earlier in the season. He knew instantly what this left one was when it happened. So he is definitely planning on being back for a postseason game. Going through imaging, going through tests. Of course, he's going to be careful. But it's killing him to be on the bench. You know, he has yet to play in any postseason action. And as phenomenal as he is, as wonderful as this season was for him, look at his stat line, look at how many games he played, 70 regular season, most by far in his pro career. Mike, you know, if you don't show up postseason, that's when half the fans actually tune in to watch,
that's
right?
That's correct.
You've got to make noise. You've got to make your presence known in the postseason. Everybody knows that, including Zion, including his camp. So he definitely wants to take advantage of this opportunity, come back, be a difference maker.
Yeah, looking at this series, we're going back to OKC and the Pelicans. I just want to get your thoughts, Jen, because the Pelicans' struggles at home have been real. They've been legitimate. We've been talking about it for a while. They're inexplainable. Like, I don't think any of us can come up with an explanation of why the Pelicans are as, like, so much better on the road than they are at home. But that just makes game two all the more important. Like, you were so close to stealing game one. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday, that I'm fine with putting it all in one shot. You know, you're down two in the final seconds. Like, go for the three, try and steal that game one on the road. At the same time, with how the Pelicans have played at home, it almost makes this game two a must win for them. Because if you go down 2-0 and you're coming back to where you haven't played well in the Smoothie King Center, it's not looking good for the Pels.
And that's between the ears, Jen. It gets in between your head. I'm telling you.
It absolutely does. And it is something that this coaching staff is addressing. The amount of people that are traveling is crazy. Everybody from the G League, they have all sorts of personnel whose job is simply to motivate, to inspire, to help players handle the pressure, the noise, things that get in your head, like hearing, oh, we're terrible at home, but we're great on the road. I hear you, and I definitely see your point about tomorrow night being a must-win, and maybe that will prove to be the case in the end, but I'm not ready to call it that yet, because, gosh, if we could get Zion back at home maybe for that fourth game, I'm not going to give that away. I'm not just going to hand that to the Thunder. That would mix things up significantly. So is tomorrow a need to win? Absolutely. Capitalize on your road success. Come home with some momentum. But I'm not ready to say the series is over for sure if we don't win tomorrow night. They're working hard. They're pounding that rock, and I think they're going to have some success. And I think New Orleans' fans are going to show up big, too. Guys, I got to hand it to OKC. You know, I'm a small market fan. As long as the Pelicans aren't playing them, I'm fans of the Kings. I'm fans of the Thunder. I'm fans of the Bucks, just because of how hard in the NBA it is, even harder than in the NFL for small markets. That arena was crazy, crazy Sunday night. First home playoff game in 5 years, and it was deafening all game long.
Valanciunas, and I thought he played an excellent game in game one. I think it's a matchup that the Pelicans have to take advantage of. Okay, the big guy for OKC, I get it. He's a tall string bean, and, man, when he gets hot, he can shoot it from outside. But to be able to pound the ball inside, I think that they have to do more of with Valanciunas, and he showed up. He had 20 rebounds. He got to double digits as far as points concerned. I think you got to adjust here, because that matchup favors you if Holmgren's not going to hit that outside shot like he didn't in game one.
No doubt about it. So two keys for JB. He has to have a good few minutes to begin the game, and that's critical. And then when he does, they got to feed him in the post. Because when he is at his most effective is when he's drawing double teams, because that opens up shooting for other Pelicans. So you've got to feed him early. He's got to see it go in. He's got to be a threat down low. And you're right. If it's him versus Chet Holmgren, just body mass. JB's going to win that all day long. He's going to back him down. He's going to pull the chair. He's going to be able to just out-physical him. So that is something, if you notice, JB started the second half. The Pelicans are well aware of that. JV is a significant part of the game plan. In the regular season towards the end, we've seen a lot of Larry Nance Jr. starting the second half. That was bizarre. So JV rose to the occasion. It was the most rebounds he's had all season long. Add the points in. Become enough of a threat that you draw double teams from the Thunder. And then, guys, we got to keep our fingers crossed that that three ball just doesn't fall for the Thunder, because you know it's the great equalizer. If they get it going from beyond the arc, that's going to be problematic.
I see people talking about the three ball for the Thunder, and they just all anticipate that the Thunder are going to get better from three. But listening to what Willie Green was saying, the Pelicans need to make their open shots too. They had a lot of great looks from three. Herb Jones had a ton of good looks, and this was like a over 41% three-point shooter. He goes 2-for-8 from three in that, like, that game, and that's just not like him. So you imagine that the shots are going to fall a little bit more for the Pelicans too. They were only 11-38 in game one, 28%. They've been better shooting on the road than they've been at home this year from three-point range. Trey Murphy, 5-of-12. He was the leading scorer for the Pelicans with 21 points, 5-of-12 from three-point range. I mean, how, like, when you're talking about X factors in the series, I feel like for, you know, you look at obviously the star players and Brandon Ingram and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but if you're looking for those secondary pieces that really need to step up for their respective teams, I think for Oklahoma City, you can make the argument that it's Chet Holmgren, but I think for me, it's Jalen Williams, J-Dub, as they call him, the forward kind of guards tandem from Santa Clara, second-year player. For the Pels, it's got to be Trey. I mean, this guy is such a difference maker. Whenever those shots are dropping and he's got his confidence, and he's got a stroke rolling against an opposing team, like, he can turn a game on its head by himself, especially, you know, when they're down a significant piece like Zion.
100%. And Trey's another one. He's still young. And when those shots go in early or once they start falling, you see that confidence build. Guys, believe it or not, it was 3 minutes until halftime. 3 minutes left in the second quarter, and nobody for either team was in double digits. And finally, SGA got to double digits right before the halftime break. So it was a very bizarre first half. I think both teams are feeling each other out. Both teams are getting used to the noise. I think you're going to see a much more competitive matchup from the get-go tomorrow night. I think it was a good way for both squads to get their feet wet. Thunder, second youngest team in the NBA, youngest team to ever have a number one seed in the Western Conference. But look, the Pels, they've got a lot more playoff experience game-wise for their starters, but it's pretty much all related to CJ and to JB, right? So for Trey Murphy, for Herb, for a lot of these guys, this is a big growing moment, a big spotlight moment where they're adjusting, and I think you're going to see them get better each and every game. Trey, once that shot started falling, he was certainly the hero of game one on Sunday. And if he can keep that rhythm, keep in that mindset, shoot or shoot, right? It doesn't go in, don't let that rattle you. You just keep going. And trust me, they have been in his ear the past 2 days preaching that left and right.
Jen, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it. Bring him some good luck tomorrow night, gal.
Do my best, guys. Thanks for having me. Hold things down in New Orleans, and we'll see you back there in a few nights.
Thanks so much, Jen. Appreciate you, babe. That was Jen Hale, sideline reporter for the Pelicans, Bally Sports. Also does Fox Sports and the sideline reporter for the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.